Okay. You're on the radio. 101.
Generation Annihilation.
I just want some cake.
99% are unhappy with their lives anyway.
Get up here.
On the streets.
Full of problems.
Have you surrounded? Come on, put your hands up.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM, 101.9 FM and cable streaming live over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. My name is Aaron. Across from me, some old Generation Annihilation alumni, shall we say.
My name is Andy Grotesque.
All right, and we're here to bring you a very lovely Christmas show, at least some Christmas songs.
Yeah, I brought up a couple, two or three. Okay.
And, yeah, we'll get into mine in a bit, but I just want to say last week I wasn't here, and thanks to Ryan and Sean from Hell on Earth, a brand new CITR radio show, for coming up and filling the airwaves with their show for this this hour. Good punk show, a lot of local coverage, so good on them. And, yeah, this is the last edition of Generation Annihilation for the year 2010 because, yeah, the building will be closed next weekend for Christmas Day, and it'll be closed on New Year's Day as well. So this is the last edition of Generation Annihilation for the year 2010, so I hope you enjoy it. And we started things off with Killing Joke, their latest, Absolute Descent, and I got to see Killing Joke play a phenomenal set last Tuesday here in Vancouver, British Columbia. Man, that was well done. Good on you boys for doing it for 30 some odd years. And yeah, I got to see a show last week in Seattle. I got to see Martha's Revenge, an Accused cover band featuring members of the Accused, and they played with some pretty good bands. They played with the Bill Collectors and the Blood Types.
So you're gavelling off to Seattle instead of doing your show?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, well, hey, that was kind of my Christmas present to myself, was going to Seattle and doing some record shopping at Singles Going Steady, and which is where I picked this CD up. It's a band from Victoria, BC, and they actually played Seattle the night before that I was there. They are the Angry Snowmans, and we're going to get into some Christmas cheer with them. Doing the Subhumans, Slave to My Dick, only their version is called Slave to Saint Nick. Here we go.
Thank you. everybody. This is Joey Shithead from DOA. You know why you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. That's right. That's right.
I can't think of a lamer gift. I think I'd rather die than eat that putrid lump of shit and press a teardrop to my eye. I know they know the gifts I want. My list's not hard to fill. But this shit isn't on my list, and it makes me wanna kill. Fruitcakes, wool mitts, more socks, cheap shit, back sweaters, earmuffs. Why do I always end up with this crappy stuff? Things seem so much different now from when I was a kid. I used to get the coolest gifts. I was the envy of all my friends. Well, it's a pessimistic, grown-up world, and gifts aren't what they seem. One day, it all changes, and the presents get pretty weak. Fruitcakes, wool mitts, more socks, cheap shit, back sweaters, earmuffs. Why do I always end up with this crappy stuff?
Okay.
Okay.
Christmas.
Happy holidays from the staff and volunteers here at CITR. To allow us to fully experience our respective turkey comas, play with our new toys, and return the sweaters that we realize don't fit us, we're going to alter the programming for a few days. Beginning at high noon on December 24th, we'll be broadcasting a 72-hour mix of Christmas and holiday music and spoken word programming unlike anything you've ever heard. Like Santa's elves, we've worked tirelessly and without overtime pay to assemble this seasonal miracle. Let us fill you with holiday cheer. 72 hours of holiday cheer, beginning at 12 noon on December 24th. Happy holidays from the whole gang at CITR 101.9 FM.
Let's sing it again.
Go.
Let's sing it again. What do you mean overdo it?
We want to sing it again.
Yeah, great. Why can't we sing it again?
Seems here when it's finally time.
House is driving, I'll tell you why.
Everything is better with the lights aglow.
Take a light around and let's go lights up. Put your lights up, lights up. Put your hand in your hand, put your lights up. Christmas is weird, what's it all about?
I don't know, man, did you put your lights up?
I did it today. Time to get hip to the lights up. Wait, lights up. Put your lights up.
Lights up.
Put focus on the rear fence. Better about. If you use one card, you're only to play.
But now sound, that's fucking insane.
Don't worry about this. Flip the switch. Button the whole block with the lights out tip.
Lights up.
Straight ahead and put your lights up.
Lights up.
Put your lights up.
Lights up.
Lantern in hand and put your lights up.
Lights up.
Hey, this is Brandon Jack from Dr. Miller, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation, 101.9, Vancouver, Canada, blah, blah, blah.
Trapped here at the North Pole, building toys, and that is all. I need a little elbow room, some space, and that ain't all. Wanna build what I wanna build, that fucker's on my case. Soldiers jack the box and put the slinkies in their place. Someday I'm a bigger elf, I'm gonna put them in their place. Cause Santa is a fatso, got a bowl of jelly for a mouth. Baby Santa is a fatso, but you know he owns this house.
Alright, five songs by the Angry Snowmans out of Vancouver, or Victoria, British Columbia, and we heard them doing Slave to St. Nick, originally done by...
Subhumans.
And called...
Slave to My Dick.
Alright, and Angry Snowmans also did a track called Fruitcakes, all about those bad gifts that you might not want at Christmas. It's kind of like, I don't know. What was the original called? Bloodstains, that's it. Originally done by?
Agent Orange.
All right, and we
testing
followed
me today, aren't you?
Okay. Do you want to be tested anymore? There's only three more.
I'll probably know them all.
Okay. And Richard Hung His Sock, originally called?
Richard Hung Himself.
Originally by?
D.I.
And we heard two tracks by the band that this band was named after, the Angry Samoans.
You almost said Snowman there, man.
Yeah, but the Angry Snowmans is the band. They did two Angry Samoans classics, Lights Up and Santa is a Fatso.
That was a funny set. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, what a tight band, though. John, they do those songs as good as those bands ever did.
I wonder if they're in any other bands. They must be.
Yep, definitely so. And, let's get into, like I said, I went shopping at Signals Going Steady, which was kind of my Christmas present to myself, and we're going to play some records that I bought. Starting with a brand new release by a band that have been defunct since the even before the mid-80s. The band is Articles of Faith. This is their brand new release, New Normal Catastrophe. It's on Alternative Tentacles Records. They are back with a vengeance, and we're going to hear a track called Back with a Vengeance.
Away. Stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
Mr. Steeston Mike, welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday,
6 to 8 p.m.
playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
And I guess that reminds me that, you can, and reminds us that you can always phone in your request here because we get them on if they're in our musical realms. And we had a request for some Fear of Tomorrow, which we will do our best to get on in a little bit. Yep. And in that last set, we heard four tracks from four records that I bought at Singles Going Steady when I was down south last weekend. Start off with the Articles of Faith.
Did you have to pay duties on those?
Nope.
Oh, lucky.
No. It's just records. Jeez, I didn't buy that many.
Yeah. Years ago, they're terrible. One time I got a No Means No record and a P.O. box I had in the States. They charged me $10 in duties.
Okay, well, that's happened to me. I mean, everybody gets nailed for duty every now and again. But,
no, but the record is only worth $7.
Yeah, I know, but you go across the border, it's like, what, you know, you're allowed to declare $100 or whatever. And
yeah.
Usually when you tell them that you've spent $100 on records when you've really spent like $300, they can't believe. The first thing they say is, wow, do they still make those things? And secondly, you spent that much money? Yeah, okay, so we start things off with the Articles of Faith, their latest on Alternative Tentacles. With a Vengeance was the name of the track, and the name of the song, the name of the album is New Normal Catastrophe. Followed with brand new reissue from Artificial Peace, going back to 1981. And if you remember them, they had the four songs on the Flexorhead compilation on Discord Records.
Yep.
First full length that Discord ever did, and some of these members went on to be a marginal man who put out a few records. And then we heard some Chronic Sick, a band out of New Jersey. This one is called The Cutest Band in Hardcore, and it's got The Cutest Band in Hardcore EP on it, and it's also got a self-titled 7-inch, which came out in 1983, and it's got a rehearsal tape. And very recently, this is a bootleg. No Way Records reissued The Cutest Band in Hardcore just as the six songs, and you know, I want to support a legitimate label, but if they're giving me an extra six songs, I'm going to go with the bootleg, because the bootleg, I think, sounds pretty on par with the reissue, or just as good. I don't know. I heard them both. I didn't notice a difference. So let's get into Andy's tunes. What are we going to hear,
Andy? First song is a band out of the UK. They're called Impact. I think they're only around for a couple of years back in the early 80s. This is off a 7-inch called Punk Christmas Demo. And the song is called Punk Christmas.
And this is the first track right here, Andy?
Yep. Let's play track one there.
Okay. Let's get to it.
Sully and Christmas cheer. Hate the party, get me out of here. About my clothes and my hair. What do they know? They're so square. My, how you've grown. Used to be my ruin. Now they wanna know what it is I'm doing. Open the presents, miss top of the pops. All I got is underwear and stupid socks. They laugh about me becoming a star, but they never heard me play electric guitar.
Sam with Complete Control, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right, so we abruptly ended that set off with some Vice Squad. Santa Claus is coming to town, and
is beeping coming to town.
Yeah. All right, and we heard the Vibrators doing I Hate Christmas, and we heard Impact doing Punk Christmas. I've never heard that song. I've seen it around, but I've never heard it. And so what are we gonna hear now, Andy?
I put the CD in. That CD's not working.
Okay.
There you go. This band is called Shaken Michael J. And maybe go to track two.
Track two.
Okay. Yeah. And it's that CD I got a few months ago, and I hate. What's this track two? I can't read that. Some funky font.
Nautical Terror?
Nautical Terror, sure, let's play that.
All right, and thanks to all you people that are phoning up and requesting stuff. Well, why don't you phone up and make us make some more requests? Because
we can't find everything. We're trying.
All right, so let's let's get into it, shall we?
Shaken Michael T.
All right. Winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation, and not only that, but what else are we doing, Andy?
What are we doing?
We're winding up another
year. Oh, for the last, for the last 2010, the last one for 2010, until what's the next date that you're up?
Well, let's see, I won't be up on the 31st, or I mean the 1st, so I guess we'll be the 8th, and we'll be ringing it in with our wind-up of 2010 releases. Hard to believe, 2010 came and went. Wow.
Fast.
The dreaded Olympics, and, you know, I still know a lot of people that still have homes in this expensive city of ours.
I don't know how people afford homes in Vancouver.
Yep. Well, they can still afford to rent.
Yeah, I guess. Yep. The landlords are the rich ones.
All right, so it's winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation. We heard a lot of stuff in that last set. Nothing in the Christmas mode, right?
No.
So we heard Shaken Michael T with the track called Nautical Terror. That's from a CD called Ruin. And then we heard the Destructors 666, Dead Beat to White Heat.
They're only the Destructors now.
That's right. I was just meant to say that.
Yeah.
They dropped the 666 moniker. And, the track we heard was called Bleed. And then we tried to listen to some Discharge, Is This To Be, from the Y release, and our CD player didn't like it.
Didn't like a couple songs there, yeah.
And then we followed with The Accused from the More Fun of an... Then an Open Casket Funeral release, going back to 1987 Combat Records. And we heard a track called Halo Flies, and when I got to see that... that Accused band last week, Martha's Revenge, featuring Alex and Blaine from The Accused. They actually did a lot of songs off that last album. I know a lot of people that's their favorite Accused. I don't know about you.
I still like the Martha Splatterhead.
Yeah, I like the Maddest Stories myself. And we ended that set off with Fear of Tomorrow from their No Future, No Fucking Way 7-inch, one of the fine releases that came out in the year 2010. We heard a track called Death Comes Crashing, and Fear of Tomorrow will be playing January 2nd, and it's at a new place called the Red Gate in Vancouver. And yes, it's a Sunday. They're playing with Cervix from New York, Raw War from Victoria, and Wild Cravings, which is ex-members of Dichotomy. So Yes, there we go. There's a show to go to in the new year. So, yes, we'll be talking to you in the new year. So, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Thanks for listening for another year.
Yeah, thanks to all the people that called. Sorry, we couldn't fill all those requests, but to all the people that requested stuff that we didn't have, well, hope you like this one, because it's another one by the Angry Snowmans. You remember Sync with California, Andy?
Yep.
Well, we're going to do that, but we're going to hear that by the Angry Snowmans, but it's not called Sync with California. You know what it's called?
I'm guessing something pretty funny.
Drinking Rum and Eggnog. So, yes, check out our playlists online, www.generationannihilation.com, and we'll talk to you in the new year, and thanks to you all. Hope you have a good one. Drinking.
Stay tuned for Power Chord.
Up next.
Yep.
Here we go.
Drink some rum and eggnog and fall into the
Power Chord, every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
ED Listings Channel.
Rogers.com par oblique sonnerie musicale.
Les sonneries musicales.
To know what I don't know, and that includes anything about ghosts.
His chance to make the grade, he's going for it.
Interesting, very collectible and everything else. I think for insurance purposes.
Comes up a little bit short.
Cannot, in my view, unleash
the beast.
Before it's too late.